A woman paid 700,000 yuan, that is 70,000 yuan renminbi, to a matchmaking agency just to find her Mr. Right. But the agency has failed to do so. Now they're in court. Who's to blame? Stay with us.
Join us every day from 1 to 2 p.m. on Easy FM for Roundtable. Making sense so you don't have to.
It's the hour of Roundtable. A woman from East China's Zhejiang province has sued a matchmaking agency for failing to find her Mr. Right. This is after she's paid 700,000 yuan in membership fee. What went wrong? Guys, what's going on here?
So this woman is surnamed Gao, and she is a divorced businesswoman. So obviously, the first time around, she wasn't very lucky in love. And since she has so much cash to spend, so I guess she decided, I must find my happiness using the money I have. So she is using this service provided by this agency. And the first time around, she actually just paid them 100,000 yuan, but it didn't yield any good results. The funny thing is, I thought a normal human being would just have stopped there. Obviously, this is not working for me. But for some reason, that agency convinced her to spend another 600,000 yuan so that she could find a billionaire partner this time. And once again, a normal person should have just laughed at that silly idea and said, no, I've had enough.But she bought it hook, line, and sinker. She paid that money, and guess what happened? No good results whatsoever, once again. So she got really pissed off, and she decided to sue.
I'm going to use an expression I never use on Roundtable.
OMG. I use it all the time. I love it.
600,000 yuan. What's wrong with this woman?
Well, she's got the big bucks.
See, but the thing is that that's enough money for a down payment on a house or a really nice car, all things that a lot of men are attracted to. What are you...
men are attracted to money. Is that what you're saying?
Okay. I'm being real for a second. The principle of a matchmaking website, if we're being fair, was a strategy that started in the 90s of, you know, I'll pay you some money, person A, and introduce you to person B, and everyone's happy. I make money, you guys get what you want. But it became outdated. As soon as mobile internet reached a certain point, we had the sandbox system, which is basically, I'll create a virtual sandbox, you guys can play amongst yourselves and see who likes who. And, you know, you've got the generic ones like Tantan and Tinder, you've got the ones for people...
Sam knows so well about.
I'm going to go on, you've got the ones for people with different sexual preferences like Grindr, you've got the ones for gamers, which I do use, like Capcom, and...
He uses them all, Sam.
Yes.
And Grindr?
Happily married, thank you. But the point I'm trying to make is that the second that these came into being, the old system of a matchmaker was outdated. It wasn't needed or really used anymore. I can't believe people are still doing this.
Yes, that is a good question. But as we know, there's Baihe. This is Baihe did this terrible thing. Not saying it terrible, but, you know, kind of. And I can't remember the other ones, but there's a whole bunch of these matchmaking agencies. They're so popular. Why is it? Stay tuned.
Informed opinion and heated debate. Find out what's got China talking on our roundtable discussion, only on Easy FM.
You're listening to Roundtable with me, He Yang, joined by Sam Duckett and Liu Yan. Coming up, a study found that our relationship peaks. Oh, not relationships, excuse me.
Friendship.
It's actually more specific. Friendship, 友情, peaks at the age of 25. Then it goes downhill. Do you agree? We always want to hear from you. All you need to do is send us a WeChat message as we are EZFM Roundtable, or leave us your thoughts on seeing a Weibo. Just key in 轻松调频 Roundtable. Our podcast listeners can find us at Roundtable 圆桌会议 there. Now on Roundtable. And I wonder, is it because Friday everybody's got their work of the week pretty much done, so they have the time and the luxury to spend a little bit of time to listen to a live radio show called Roundtable, as everybody is out now? And I've seen a lot of comments and bullet comments on our WeChat platform right now. Ooh, Sam!
That's great.
Yes, it's absolutely amazing. And can I just please start with Lily? Yeah, Lily, you're listening to the live show. Not to mistaken for anything else. This is live, and hello to you, adorable, adorable Lily. And there is Yixin says, welcome, Liu Yan. And Richard says the same. Liu Yan, would you like to say something to these lovely listeners that have been anticipating your participation on Roundtable?
Well, I would like to say thank you so very much. You are very warm, all of you, and I really appreciate that.
Yes, and Liu Yan, you're great. I want you to be back whenever you want. All right? And also Mr. Sam Duckett, whenever you want to be back.
I think we should have Liu Yan back more often in the future, too. Especially if it means less of Liu Yu.
And Liu Yu. Oh, my. I feel so bad, Liu Yu. Don't you, any of you, tell him this, that mistake I made. Please don't tell him. And there is Ocean. Ocean, you're just too funny. Ocean left two words. Liu Yan. You know, the actress that's got voluptuous figure, that she's a very sexy woman.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
Known for her B-O-O-Bs.
Liu Yan! Okay, so we have Liu Yan, not Liu Yan. And I hope you're satisfied, Ocean, because on Roundtable, I have a feeling Liu Yan is the superior one in every aspect.
Aw, that's very sweet. Thank you.
And also, Liu Yan is a man, so, you know, it's difficult to compare the two.
Superior in every aspect apart from the B-O-O-B.
That's a good one, Sam.
Well, it's Friday. You know, let's just loosen up and have some fun, right? And there is Yi saying, I don't have Wi-Fi connection right now, and I'm using my data to listen to your live show. So, Yi, thank you for doing that. And, you know, tell you what, listening to the live show is just second to none, the best thing in the world. I mean, you're doing the right thing. And hopefully we get to interact with you more in the future. And there is Abin saying, talking about the first topic of the day, about the fire and escaping from it, and says that I think most offices do have spray alarms, but how does it work? Are you sure it's going to work? Is a different question, I suppose. And she also says the most important thing is to increase people's awareness of how to protect themselves in that situation. And I think all three of us can agree with you on that. And Bob says, one thing I see in Beijing and other parts of China often is that half of the front doors of stores and shopping malls have been blocked because of whatever reason, like they want to keep the noise out or some other considerations. And this is potentially a death trap when people are in a panic and are trying to get out from a fire, and when these doors are locked.
I've seen it too, I think, where you've got these shopping centers where they chain lock the fire exit. I think it's because they're scared of people smoking or using it as a potential means to steal from the shopping center. So it is a very good point. And the owners of these shopping malls, they should show a level of responsibility for the safety of their consumers.
Yeah, so once again, I think it does come down to raising awareness. Probably these owners haven't even thought of that possibility.
That's terrible, right?
That's
definitely
really
one thing you should keep in mind. And this just reminds me of one survival tip that my mom gave me. I think it's particularly after I reached my teenage days, as I wanted to go to all these concerts. I wanted to go to places which has got crowds of people. And she told me, always find out the exit, the fire exit, when you're in a cinema, in, you know, a concert hall or in a hotel. Once you get into that closed environment, find out your escape route first thing. That is useful information, I think. Well, our mom's always right in that regard.
And the emergency exits are always very obvious. You know, they've got big red writing and they're not hard to spot. You just need to be a tiny bit cognizant of where they are when you're enjoying yourself.
Yes. Totally. And there is Hattie asking, is here where I can interact with all the hosts? Yeah, Hattie, this is the right place. Wonderful. You found us and send us a WeChat message on EZFM Roundtable. That is EZFM Roundtable through the regular comment function or the Dumb Wubiu function. We can see what you want to say, and it is the best thing in the world. And there is a whole bunch of other listeners. Can I read out a couple? Yes, I should do that, I think. There is Kiki King says, talking about the membership fee for matchmaking agencies, saying that I think if the membership fee is low, say, let's say several hundreds, it's worth trying. Otherwise, I think it's kind of a waste of money. But Kiki King, I have a feeling you don't know exactly how these matchmaking agencies work, and they have this very attractive plan or trap that can get you lured into it, which we will talk about in a minute. And there is Li Xunming saying 700,000 yuan is not a small number, obviously, if it is the responsibility of the agency. Since you've taken in so much money, then you should provide the according service. And has the agency done that? It doesn't seem to be the case. So although he's saying that this woman is kind of
insane,
or maybe she's just rich.
There are better ways to waste her money on, so still a bit insane.
There are different ways that she could have used that money to achieve her goal of finding a husband as well.
Yes. So, what? Sorry?
Well, she spent this much money and she invested this much money on trying to get an agency to find her a guy. But even if they find her a potential guy, it's not like he's going to be like, well, you've paid 600,000 yuan to this agency, so I have to like you. He still has free will. So she could have used her time and resources to better herself, learn a few new things, maybe join a gym.
She's already perfect, all right? Well, she's already done all of that, and she's still got the free bucks to throw around and say, you are the agency that's got all this pool of candidates that maybe you can find for me.
Hey, and men are not stupid. If a woman is a real catch, they're not going to pass her along. They're going to think, she's great, I want her. So maybe she was focusing too much on the billionaire in front of her, as opposed to focusing on herself.
Yeah, I have to agree with Sam 100%. I think people in general are not stupid. If she is really that good herself, and she has that kind of money to throw around, there's no reason to pass her by and not catch her. So there must be something. You know, I don't want to say wrong, but something about her that turns people off.
I don't think she'll be able... I don't know physically if she can use this situation to get her money back. I think that might be slightly difficult because it seems like a bit of a legal grey area. But I think it is a great opportunity for her to take some stock and really think about what she's doing and the direction that she needs to go in the future in terms of how she carries herself and have a bit more dignity and self-respect. Mm-hmm. Don't think of yourself as someone that needs to pay this much money to find a man. Think of yourself as someone that someone will like. You know, have some pride.
I think you're kind of... Well, okay, I respect your opinion, Sam, very much. But I think you might be missing the point of what's going on in a lot of Chinese girls' minds. It's not like we don't have dignity. It's not like we don't have pride, and then we resort to a desperate, sad agency to find our Mr. Right. It's not like that. It is because you think you're good, and your social circle is so limited. You want to find someone that can either just click with you, like real love, or maybe you just want a marriage and you want someone that is suitable, but some people sort of have given up on love. But it is a practical way to find someone. It has nothing to do with self-pride or not.
In general, people that are wealthy, attractive, fun to be around and talented aren't limited in their social circles. Mark Zuckerberg doesn't wake up every day and thinks, gosh, I have no friends. You know, nobody likes me. No, he's thinking, gosh, I've got too many people that want to contact me because I'm young, good-looking, rich, and good at computers, you know.
Mark Zuckerberg is not attractive to me at all. I mean, this having friends and a boyfriend or husband material you want is different.
But if you've
cut these girls some slack and stop calling them people with no pride.
It's harsh, but...
Well, that's okay. That's your thing, and you're very sharp. That I very much respect. I'm happy that you're providing that side of the argument for us. Don't get me wrong, Sam.
But yeah, I'm sticking by it. I think that
good.
I think she needs to have, you know, just go out there and just believe that people are going to be drawn to her and that she is quality. And if she feels that she's got shortcomings, well, you've obviously got the money. Take on a new hobby, learn a new skill, maybe make yourself a bit more well-rounded.
Mm-hmm. I can definitely understand why He Yang wants to stick up for this type of women.
What? This type? I'm the only woman in the studio!
That sounded so bad,
the type of women who have a lot of money to throw around.
What? I'm working so hard to maintain my lifestyle right now.
No, I'm just
making
joking.
It kind of personal,
Friday. But all I'm saying is, I also have to take Sam's side a little bit here, because I think the key thing is, she is actually willing to pay 700,000 yuan to find someone. I mean, if you're just talking about 700 or 1,000, that's one thing. But 700,000, that clearly shows that she, to some extent, and I dare say to a large extent, equates happiness or quality of your Mr. Right with the amount of money you spend on. So that's a fundamentally wrong concept to build your entire relationship looking process on. So unfortunately, I'm not taking her side.
I think you make a really good point, Liu Yan. And also, I suspect, you know, your logic behind this is something I think I agree upon. So that's why Liu Yan and I are good friends. That I think the question is, where is the place for romance in all of this? And shouldn't love, your emotion, and really connecting with the other party in a relationship and understanding each other and getting each other and being on the same page and all that
more important
than how many zeros you've got in your bank account book or whatever that thing is called just shows that I obviously know nothing about banking. And that part I think I do understand, but I'm trying to understand these ladies and men who are members of these matchmaking agencies, and there are loads and loads of people that are trying to find an ideal partner this way. Guys, after looking at the story, do you see what are the tricks that these matchmaking agencies are using so that their members are just putting in more money and more money like this woman has?
Well, there is a tiny bit of deception here, and Hayang's about to point this out. Also, Liu Yan, thank you for bringing it to light. I now know that if I need a loan, I'm going to He Yang.
What? Where did that happen?
You're apparently rich. I'm asking you for money in the very near future.
Where did that come out? I'm working so hard to get my handbags right now.
We'll talk about it later. You know, not much. A couple of 100,000 yuan down payment house. We'll come back to that. So
that
back
has
to the story.
Nothing to do with me. I should get a house myself if I can do that.
Okay, so back to the story.
Not giving you a chance. Yes, Sam.
There's a tiny bit of deception here, and here's why. Back to my original argument about the sandbox system. So, you know, you've got these companies that have set up a sandbox and people mingle amongst themselves and they kind of pair off. The reason that a paid scheme is still relevant is because it's saying, because you could be a certain type of guy that wants to meet someone who's also financially secure.
Mm-hmm.
So you're thinking, you know, if I pay money to go to this place, we can kind of sieve through some of the riffraff, and the women left are going to be ones that I'm going to know aren't with me just because I'm rich. That is fair. The problem is that they're taking that to another level. They've created the sandbox, which is a good idea, but they're adding on extra fees, not because they want to help you find a partner, purely because they know their clientele has a lot of extra capital, and they're using that situation to try and just get as much money out of them as possible. And remember, guys, if I'm the agency, the second A and B find each other, I no longer can profit off them. They go off into the sunset. I need to move on to a new client. The longer I prolong this, the more pain that they're in, the more zeros going into my bank account.
Yeah, I think Sam has hit the nail on the head here, because this, after all, is a business. And how do they keep making money? They keep you hooked so that you come back over and over and over again. Because I personally believe that it's not likely that someone with that kind of money thrown onto this project can get zero results. Because theoretically speaking, this website or whatever it is,
百合网.
Yeah, it has loads of, what do you call it, big data. They should be very accurately matching you to someone to your preference. And there is no way that after so much effort, she can only get zero ideal candidates out of this. I don't believe that for
one moment. It's being milked.
Well, here's the interesting thing. The agency has says this woman is not finding a Mr. Right of hers, and it's all because of her fault. She has seen, what's the number here, 47 guys already, and it didn't work even one time. So,
guys selected by them.
Yes, 43 guys that this lady has met through the agency after she's paid 700,000 yuan. And they're saying, there's something wrong with this woman. There's so many guys that we provided for her and she's getting none. There's something wrong with her. But then I looked further into the story and found out that this lady simply said, For example, you promised me a guy that, what are the numbers? I'm just allergic to numbers. So let's say, for example, earns 50,000 yuan, a year, for example. And what you got me, you promised me that, right? But what you got me was only someone who earned 30,000 yuan. So that doesn't match to my, request. And you still set us up. So you are already violating my contract and, you know, setting up a whole bunch of guys, but it's not according to my demand and you're not providing the service. So the agency should be at wrong here.
And let's take that one step further. They're going to have analytics guys that work for BuyHerOne. They don't just have to look at the bad matching criteria. They can look at guys with low success rates and purposely match them to this woman first, because they know the chances are more likely than not that they're not going to hit it off and she's going to have to come back and find another guy, and it means more money for them. There's definitely a lot going on here.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's a very, very possible situation here, because as we have previously established, how do you make this a successful business? You keep them coming back and back and back. This is one way to do that. Give you the wrong match, and then you will try to find one more.
But that is against the contract. Don't we have a spirit of contract at all here? The contract said this woman wants A, B, C, D, and then the agency is not providing some of it. And I think the woman has a bit of a say here that she... I'm not surprised that she's suing.
That's true, but you have to remember, Baihe might be thinking that if we have this potentially super rich woman who is not willing to stand up for herself, then that's a cash cow.
Yes, when you're being targeted as the cash cow, I think nothing good is going to come out of that.
I fully agree. I recommend that she leave this institution as soon as possible.
And also, if she can get any money back, well, just depends on what the judge says. But I think this poor woman, although there are parts that I think, girl, what are you thinking about? But there's the other side of things that
I think she'll struggle because she's already seen different guys. They haven't not provided a service. They've just provided a service that she deems is inadequate. So they will also have a case in court. I don't think it's going to be an open and shut case for her.
And I don't judge people, men or women, who want to marry for money. I don't judge. If that's what you think is most important in your life,
that is your
personal choice. We don't say anything, objections about that. But I have a feeling, if this lady is listening, probably not, but for everybody out there, if you change your mindset just a little bit, if you don't look at the dollar sign as importantly, maybe you'll find love just around the corner.